The State of UX in 2024. A critical look at our industry, based on more than 1,000 articles published and shared with more than 500,000 designers in 2023. Written by Fabrizio Teixeira and Caio Braga. Published by the UX Collective. Narrated by me, Laura Vandiver. Enter late-stage UX. Much like late-stage capitalism, late-stage UX is characterized by its market saturation, myopic focus on financial growth, commoditization, automation, and increased financialization. Corporations exert significant influence over the economy and society, and designers can only push so far when advocating for user needs. How can we navigate this landscape as designers in 2024? This report will cover these five characteristics of the late-stage UX. 1. Automation. AI automates a large part of our jobs and reduces demand for designers in certain industries. 2. Saturation. Supply of designers outstrips demand. Market is uncertain. 3. Commoditization. Extreme focus on scalability and standardization, over-differentiation, and delight. 4. Financialization. Greater influence of financial health and business metrics in design decisions. 5. Disintegration. Lack of trust in digital products makes users either skeptical or complacent and susceptible to exploitation. One, the automation of UX. AI is both lifting you up and pushing you out. AI is starting to streamline the work of designers within organizations while eliminating the need for designers altogether for many lower-stakes projects. With the new wave of technologies enabled by generative AI, GenAI, and large language models, LLMs, corporations are starting to look into ways of streamlining their design processes and eliminating manual tasks from the designer's plate. While some argue that this will allow designers to be more productive and efficient, these optimizations will inevitably lead to smaller teams in the coming years, pushing some designers out of a job or towards companies that might not afford the same salaries. At the same time, AI is taking over self-service design platforms such as Wix, Squarespace, Canva, Envato, and others. When any small business owner can design and launch an entire website with a simple text prompt, the demand for skilled designers is considerably reduced. While some designers are short-sightedly learning prompt engineering so they can teach ChatGPT and other LLMs how to do their jobs, others are preparing for a way deeper transformation in the industry. In just a few years, AI won't be a chat-based destination you go to. It will be ubiquitous on our devices, and its capabilities will be absorbed by every single one of the apps we use, both as users and as designers. What this means for designers in 2024. Figma as we know it today won't be here for much longer. Once your design library is connected to code and AI is smart enough to build ad hoc interfaces on the fly, the role of the designer as an intermediary becomes less important. Soon, Figma's primary audience will no longer be designers, but anyone in the org, a shift that is already well underway. Where opportunities lie. While UI processes tend to become more automated in the future, skills such as UX research and UX strategy will become more important than ever. The same is true for conceptual designs and vision thinking. We'll always have to find the right use cases for new technologies, and we'll continue to see design expanding beyond flat screens with the popularization of augmented reality and multimodal AI agents. How to prepare yourself. While learning how to create better prompts in ChatGPT and other GenAI tools might be helpful in the short term, what will really differentiate you as a designer in the long term is to be strategic in your design thinking, bolder in your design decisions, and assertive in imprinting your taste and perspective onto the work you produce. Two, the oversaturation of UX, shrinking teams, shrinking power. Ongoing layoffs and market instability have reduced the bargaining power that many designers wielded in the previous decade and have cast a light on the transactional aspect of our work. If you have been in the industry long enough, you've seen it before. Layoffs, limited design resources, increased outsourcing. But for those of us in established markets, the current downturn comes as a rude awakening after a decade or so of uncharacteristic growth, something we should have never taken for granted. We are now witnessing the pendulum swing in the other direction. Designers feel like they are losing bargaining power within their organizations. Burnout levels are higher than usual, and some folks are struggling to find positions that fit their skill sets. Despite some doomsday prophecies, it's premature to sound the death knell. This is just one of the many deaths of UX. The design challenges we're solving remain as interesting as they have always been. And many consider themselves lucky to work in a field they are passionate about. In navigating these uncertain times, how can we spark excitement about our craft again? What this means for designers in 2024. Leaner companies and teams mean less mobility within a company or between jobs. It also means fewer layers of management and more accountability for each designer and the value they are able to deliver. Where opportunities lie. More accountability also means greater visibility for your work, and with it, more opportunity to demonstrate impact within your org. But if you're looking for a new position, it might be time to look beyond the stereotypical career in big tech. There are plenty of other kinds of companies, industries, and problem spaces that can benefit from strong designers. How to prepare yourself. Remember, you are not alone. There are plenty of people out there going through the same challenges as you. Now is the time to tap into your network, discuss salaries, share job openings, investigate other career paths, and take this opportunity to reassess what success looks like for you. Three, the commoditization of UX, designing the conveyor belt. Software is all about scale. So is software design. What value can we bring when the designs themselves are all componentized? Software brings scale to markets and democratizes access to tools. Everyone, professional or amateur, is an investor on Robinhood, just like everyone is a creator on TikTok. Design, too, is more accessible than ever. Anyone can produce reasonably good designs, from creating assets on Canva to buying templates on Envato to whipping up interfaces on Figma. If all interfaces are starting to look the same, the design tools are working as designed. Interface design needs to scale because businesses need to scale. Companies will push for the predictability and safety that come from a radically commoditized design. At the same time, the automation of the design practice can make some designers uncomfortable. How can we justify our value if our work is so commoditized? If the basic UI paradigms are becoming a solved problem, we should be looking at deeper problems to solve. The complexity of systems and their relationship across different parts of the business. Brand expressiveness and visual elements, user journeys focused on accessibility and inclusion. Both good and bad things can scale. We will still have the leverage to steer our organizations in the right direction. What this means for designers. While UI is becoming commoditized and standardized, the solutions we're designing are getting more complex, nuanced, and context-specific. Where opportunities lie. Understand how you can use your craft in a way that is not just focused on the task at hand, but also enhancing the user experience and connecting their full digital ecosystem. Solving the right problem is as important as solving it right. How to prepare yourself. This shift away from componentry represents an opportunity to grow other types of skills as a designer and explore a side of the work you might not have been exposed to. No matter whether you're focused on execution or strategy, you should have a holistic perspective of your work from inception to delivery. Four, 4, the financialization of UX. From user flow to cash flow. In a world where design is used to appease shareholders and boost stock prices, advocating for users' interests can become an afterthought. Designers are often afraid of numbers. We think of them as a threat to our ideas and imagination. The reality is that businesses manipulate their numbers as easily as we manipulate Figma layers, sometimes in ill-intentioned ways. In the last year alone, many companies have tried to better their numbers by adding AI to their product names, and some are already experiencing backlash over unkept promises. At the end of the day, we're not helping users as a public service, but because happier users will generate more business for the companies that hired us in the first place. To be able to advocate for users in such a results-oriented market, designers need to feel comfortable asking new types of questions. Are we really trying to increase customer satisfaction? Or are we simply trying to keep our customer service costs down? Do we have our users' best interests in mind? Or are we capitalizing on empathy merely as a business driver? We might feel overwhelmed having to meet so many business objectives, but these objectives enable rather than obstruct our design work. Understanding how the business works can make us more successful in pushing our work forward and helping users get what they need. What this means for designers in 2024. In 2024, designers will be expected to become even more business savvy. While the economy might start to pick back up, we will still face pressure from employers for measurable results. This means we'll have to fight harder to prevent unethical business decisions and combat deceptive UX. Where opportunities lie. Designers can either become drivers of business within their organizations, or they can create the businesses they want to drive. We're entering an era of design entrepreneurship, in which some designers are realizing that they're not just a designer employed by a business, they're creative business people whose skill set is design. How to prepare yourself. Understand the company numbers and leverage them in your stories. Learn to speak the business language and connect the dots between the designs you're presenting and the ways they'll drive business. But never let them gaslight you into having to prove your value in the organization. Remember to design with courage, as a human, and for humans. 5. The disintegration of UX. User trust is a finite resource. Digital products are evolving faster than we can design for, opening up space for bad agents and deceptive patterns to proliferate. How long will users stand for it? Not long ago, the design community was rallying against deceptive design patterns and thinking about growth hacks as a wall of shame. That battle is now lost. Companies that rely primarily on A/B testing for making design decisions elect those deceitful patterns as the most successful ones. Coercive paywalls are the norm for any content platform, while subscription services can be unnecessarily difficult to cancel. Once considered harmless, social networks promote toxic voices without accountability for the consequences. From hate speech to conspiracy theories, when chaos erupts, who will take responsibility? The reality is that we can't just design our way out of the insidious digital environments we created over the past decade. A modal asking for cookie permissions or warning about potential risks is not stopping users. We are way past this point. We made our digital products all too convenient, and the ubiquitous yet impenetrable legalese of our user agreements has made people numb to risks. How can design, and the tech industry in general, live up to its stated ideal of improving people's lives? Should we focus on incremental improvements or on systemic problems relating to privacy, rights, and inclusion? What this means for designers in 2024. We are going to hear more and more about the human consequences of the digital spaces we inhabit, such as loneliness and depression. Safety and privacy issues will also be debated fiercely, all the while that emerging technologies bring a new layer of complexity to these long-standing challenges. where opportunities lie. While user interfaces by themselves can't fix business maliciousness, designers can reframe design problems as governance problems to tackle deeper, systemic challenges within organizations. Even when the root cause of the issue is beyond our control, understanding and communicating how different parts of a system contribute to the issue itself will create clarity for decision makers. How to prepare yourself. The issues we've been discussing this year, privacy, ethics, and the impact of digital products on people's lives, are questions at the heart of our job. New information ecosystems such as VR and AR, as well as the product tsunami that AI brings, require designers to re-educate themselves and always be a step ahead so we can make product decisions that will not hurt other people. The best way to prepare is to make an active effort to be informed and educated about technological, juridical, and societal developments happening around us. The five topics we explored in this report did not start this year and will certainly extend beyond 2024. While things look uncertain, as a publication that curates design-related content every week and has a good pulse on the industry, we keep being inspired by the creativity, resilience, and critical thinking coming from the design community. Thanks to readers and writers of the UX Collective for all the ideas you shared this year. The UX Collective is an independent design publication built to elevate unheard design voices from all over the world. You can view the full report on trends.uxdesign.cc.